All righty, totally redesigned for 2026. This new reverse system, super easy, very intuitive.
Hello everybody, it's Mike and welcome back to the channel. Today we are taking a look at a 2026 Road Glide 3 in the new blood orange here at Teddy Morris Renegade Harley-Davidson. Now if you didn't see my video on the 2026 trikes at release date, you may not realize, but in 2026 they did a lot of upgrades to this platform, including the Helix platform coming to the trikes. And the Helix platform is the new stuff that they introduced in the 2024 Street Glide and Road Glides, the 23.5 CVOs, got the, we call Helix platform. It exists in this infotainment center and the fairing, and also the 117 center cooled motor is part of that Helix platform. Now, trike's got stuff on top of that too with new suspension. We're gonna talk about all those features in today's video. All right, one, what's new? So let's talk about BVT. So this is a new engine with BVT in it. We'll get to the details and the specs on in a minute, but we also got a whole new rear suspension system that's called a DDON system with a Watts linkage in there for anti-roll. We're gonna talk about how much more travel there is in the rear suspension. And they also came out with a new reverse that's part of this package this year. I'm gonna demonstrate that with Nick in the parking lot here in a minute, show you how that works. That's really interesting. It's really simple. You can do a lot of the controls through the screen. It tells you what to do. Then you just push the buttons and do what it tells you and off you go. All right, I've recruited Nick from Renegade Harley-Davidson here. He's gonna actually demonstrate on the bike how the new reverse system works while I record, because I'm too stupid to do that part, but I know how to operate a camera. So anyway, let's show you how this thing looks and how it works.
Totally redesigned for 2026. This new reverse system, super easy, very intuitive. I'm gonna jump on the motorcycle here just so it doesn't wander off without me. So, you roll up, you decide, hey, I don't wanna go forward anymore. Doesn't matter if you're in neutral or in first gear. What I'm gonna do is show you from first gear because it's that quick and easy. You can just go from first straight to reverse. So, I'm in first gear now, shows it right up here on my screen. There's the one for my gear indicator. If I want to go into reverse, I've got my hand on the clutch. I can go forward anytime I want, like right now. Ready to go to reverse, we hold down one button, and up on the screen, it gives me explicit direction every time. So I don't even have to remember how to do this. And it, from here, it says shift down. So we're gonna shift the shifter below first. We just went into reverse. Now it tells me I can let go of the button. I release my clutch. The idle has sped up just a little bit to give us just a touch more voltage. And from here, whenever we're ready to go, we just twist the throttle. That easy.
Now, Nick, I've heard people already say that they're worried about burning up the starter motor that starts the trike. You guys have worked on trikes for years here. Did you see a lot of problems with burning up starter motors on the old reverse system?
On the old system, we saw some issues with the electrical just because of where it was mounted. So the old system was mounted back by the axle. We had some corrosion issues from time to time. We would have a little bit of motor failure, but this new system is all in the main starter, and even, I don't expect we're going to see similar failures. Harley says this is a more robust system and should be a far better design. I can tell you from what you feel on the bike, better torque. It doesn't lug down or slow down when you go up an incline like in a parking space. And we've been out here going, you know, backwards half the day, and it's not been an issue. So,
cool. That's good to hear. I think that'll help people feel better about it. I do know that Harley said it was better. I understand why a consumer might be concerned it would go out and now they can't even start their bike. But Harley does a lot of testing on this stuff before they put it into production. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt till we see failures.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I don't feel that they've sent us something that's going to create headaches for us. I think, if anything, it's a great upgrade over what we have.
Two, engine and drivetrain. So, again, the 117 center cooled motor is new for 2026 in the trike platform. Before that, they were running a 114. I have a 2024 Street Glide with the 117 center cooled. Runs a lot cooler. Really going to like the engine in this new platform. And they added BVT to this. The trikes and the limiteds are the only models getting BVT in a 117. The reason they've done that is because the BVT gives you more torque throughout a broader RPM range. The Milwaukee 8 BVT 117 engine in the trike offers up to 7.5% more torque and 13% more horsepower than the outgoing Milwaukee 8 114 that was in the 2025 trikes. At about 3,200 RPM, you're going to hit 129 foot-pounds of torque, and the horsepower peaks out at about 105 at 4,600 RPM. 3. Chassis and suspension. The big deal here is the suspension. It's completely redesigned from here back. When I was at Milwaukee, Harley-Davidson had one of these out without the rear end on it, so we could really get a good look at that. They changed this in a lot of ways. They reduced the unsprung weight by 68 pounds by the way they redesigned the rear end. You get also twice as much travel. They went from 2.3 inches to 5 inches of travel on the rear suspension. That's going to allow you to tune the suspension for rider comfort a lot better. They also added an adjuster on the side that you can turn by hand to adjust the weight if you throw a passenger on here or load up with a lot of luggage, not having to worry about getting down and actually adjusting the shocks directly. The adjuster on the Limiteds lets you adjust for up to 100 pounds of luggage. It also helps for temporary passenger weight if you don't want to adjust the preload of the shocks. I expect the adjuster on the Road Glide 3 to be the same, but that has not been confirmed yet. I will be doing Harley-Davidson press ride. In fact, that's probably where I'm going to be when this video comes out. And I will get to do a limited ride on the trikes on a bump course. So I'll have a lot better impression of this suspension and how it is compared to the old suspension and just overall ideas about the suspension after I get to talk to some of the engineers some more and ride this on a bump course. When I get back from Daytona, I will do a first ride video on the trikes to tell you about that experience. 4, brakes and wheels. The 2026 Road Glide 3 has a new 10-spoke aluminum wheel with a curved inner spoke shape that are finished in gloss black with bright machined highlights on the spoke edges and the rims. The open design exposes more of the rear brake caliper and disc for a high-performance hot rod kind of look. You get a 19-inch wheel in the front and an 18 in the back. For anybody that's wondering, those rear tires are a P215/45. Harley-Davidson also went from a 4-lug to a 5-lug wheel pattern in 2026. The front brakes are dual 4-piston fixed calipers, and the rear is a single piston with an integrated parking brake. And while we're talking about wheels, you might notice that the fenders have a kind of a higher cut. They wanted to show more of the tires and wheels in the 2026 models, so they redesigned the fenders on this a little different than the previous Road Glide 3s and the Tri-Glides, but now are called the Street Glide 3. 5. We're going to talk about the seat height, the dimensions, the weight, all the kind of physical characteristics of the bike itself in that aspect, how big the gas tank is, all that stuff. So let's get into that. I always talk about seat height, and while it's not as big a deal on a trike, it's nice to know that the seat height is still around 26.5 inches laden on the RG3. Now, width is an important thing on the trike, and the new trikes have a rear wheel track that is 1.5 inches wider than in the past with this new rear wheel and suspension design. That was done to create more clearance for the movement in the rear end. Now, while Harley-Davidson did reduce the unsprung mass for the rear end by 68 pounds, the weight of the Road Glide 3 did go up by 20 pounds overall. We top out at 1,184 pounds in running order. We have a 6-gallon fuel tank with an expected fuel economy of 39 miles per gallon. Now, the Road Glide 3 does not get lowers, so we only have a rear trunk with a 2 cubic foot capacity for luggage. But you can put a luggage rack on top of the trunk door and increase your luggage capacity if you need to haul more stuff. You just have to do it outside of the storage compartments. 6, tech. So with the Helix platform, you get this new fairing. It means that gets that new 12.3 inch TFT display. You're gonna get rider safety enhancements. You're gonna get a lot of stuff when it comes to tech on this bike. We're gonna talk about all that stuff. The display is powered by Skyline OS, but factory embedded navigation is only enabled for foreign markets. I don't quite know why, but I will ask Harley-Davidson about that, because it's enabled for the Limiteds. Of course, it's CarPlay compatible, but we'd get no Android Auto. That is a limitation from Google, not supporting Android Auto on 2- and 3-wheel vehicles. There's 4 selectable ride modes: rain, road, sport, and a customizable mode. We get a whole suite of rider safety enhancements like ABS, traction control, drag torque slip control. We get TPMS, which is always one of my favorites. I really love having TPMS enabled in the bike right there in the display. I think that's a huge deal. When you hit a piece of debris in the highway and you're suddenly worried if you're going to have a tire go down, you can flip over to your TPMS and monitor it and see if you're getting a leak. Of course, all these new models are all LED lighting throughout the bike. And the audio on the Road Glide 3 includes 2 6.5-inch Rockford Fosgate powered speakers in the front. 7. Colors and price. So this is blood orange. It's a new color for this year. I've not got to see this color in person till today, so I'm really excited about it. I actually liked it a lot in the pictures, and it did not disappoint. It looks really good in person. The Road Glide 3 only comes in black trim. Base price is $36,800 to get it in dark billiard gray. Vivid black is a $700 upgrade on this model. The blood orange we've seen here today is $1,050, and I really do like this color. Now, Iron Horse Metallic is going to cost you $1,350, but if you're not into that, you still get an option for Teal Thunder, which I really want to see in person, for $1,350 also. I'm kind of torn between the blood orange and Teal Thunder. I haven't got to see the Teal Thunder in person yet, so I don't know which one is my favorite yet, but right now, I really like the blood orange. We'll wait until to decide which one I like the best once I see the Teal Thunder. Leave me a comment. Let me know which color do you dig the most, and what do you think of the changes to the Road Glide 3 in 2026? All right, guys, that is the look at the 2026 Road Glide 3 here. I want to thank Teddy Morris, Renegade Harley-Davidson, for letting me come in and film today and show this bike to you guys and doing a demonstration showing you how the reverse works in real time. Hope you all like this video. If you do, make sure you remember to give it a thumbs up. Subscribe if you want to see more videos like this. And we'll see you all in the next one. Stay safe and keep on riding.